views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hey, everybody. How's it going? You're with Artie and Sky, the dynamic duo.
Yeah, baby. How are you?
And you're with Angels and Answers, and we're here to have another wonderful show. And these topics were inspired by all the readings that I've done in the past, within the past week. And I was at the winery in Cape May, New Jersey. And it was the Willow Creek, and I expected nothing. I mean, nothing, very little. And it turned out to be a record-breaking day for me. And I read for 26 people that day.
Wow.
And it was a lot of fun.
I hope you kept hydrated.
Yeah, really? No, I did. I did.
Was it inside or outside? I was supposed to
both.
Be there.
It was both. Yeah, you were saying.
Yeah, I had a
question. And what was the reason? Where did you go?
My grandson just joined the armed forces, and they were having a go-away party for him.
Right, I remember
that. And I wasn't even able to go see him the following week, which would have been this week, because he left on Sunday morning.
Didn't you say you were going to go to Lilydale? Was it that same weekend? Yeah, you would have been in Lilydale instead of where I was, because we were expecting nothing. You know, it was a winery.
Exactly.
You know? And like I said, and when I tell you, it's out in the middle of nowhere. Like you drive off the where it's busy around Cape May, and you take this one road all the way down and inland, and take another road down that goes further inland.
Are you serious?
And it was like in the middle of nowhere, And so me and my friend Michelle, who was helping me out that day, we're both looking at just this. No one's gonna find this place. It's out in the middle of nowhere. And we ended up. It ended up being very successful. They had vendors outdoors. And they had vendors indoors, and thank God we went indoors, because it was so hot.
It was brutally hot.
And you were allowed to pick where you wanted to be. And I said, screw this, I want to be in the air conditioning.
Yeah.
And we went right. My booth was right near the bathroom, so we could catch a job.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah.
And that's actually a very good spot, because mostly everybody visits the powder room.
Yeah, the loo.
The loo.
The loo.
Where you go, or when you come.
That's right. They were all
going.
Over. Are you coming or going? Which way? So anyway, but no, it turned out to be really good. And the thing is, overall, were there a lot of people there? There weren't. But yet it seems like almost everybody who walked in there ended up coming to my booth. And what was really interesting is that there was three or four other psychics there besides myself.
Really?
And I was still keeping
know,
as pretty busy
you
and stuff.
You got a great reputation and people know that.
Well, people heard me on Cat Country.
Yeah.
Because I'm on Cat Country out of Atlantic City. So I was in that area because we're in South Jersey. So it was a lot of fun. And, you know, right away, there were four girls that came up, and two women and two younger girls, and they were all together. They wanted to connect it to their sister / aunt. And it turned out to be, it started off really slow, the reading. I mean, I could tell, like, their walls were up. They were very judgmental. It's like, let's see I don't believe in this, but let's see what he's got.
I find those are the best.
And it started out really slow, and they'd all say no, no. And now the visions were super strong in my mind, so I was sticking to my guns.
Yeah.
And then I said, and then I started hitting specifics, and then their eyes started opening. Mm-hmm. And then after I hit the first couple of specifics, everything else just flew.
Yeah.
And so they booked me for 40 minutes, and so it turned out to be really, you know, a really great session. So then we had about a break for about a half hour, 40 minutes.
Yeah.
And I said to Michelle, I said, you know, I'm happy with just what happened. I said, if we just chill out and do nothing, or if there's just a few people who see me, I'll be perfectly happy. As long as I just made my expenses, that's all I cared about.
Yeah.
Well, a half hour, 40 minutes after I read for those ladies, all of a sudden, like a couple ladies came on. And so I was reading them, and all of a sudden, one other person. It was a trickle the whole day. One or two came on, and another one, and one or two. And like literally, as soon as my ass sat down, throughout the entire time. Now, the place closes at 5.
Yes.
Everyone booked up and left at 5. I was still going till 6:30.
Wow.
Like nonstop.
Holy cow.
People kept coming up to me one by one. Do you mind? Do you mind? Do you mind? Do you mind? So then finally, when we did wrap up, you know, one of the waitresses came up to me and said, listen, this table over here wants to know. I said, absolutely not. I said, I've been going since 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock this morning. I said, I needed to take a chill pill.
Yeah.
But the place was so cool. It was so cool.
Nice.
It was nice. So
it was just not meant for me to be there that weekend. It just wasn't meant for me to go. There was too many things that happened to stop me, you know, so it just wasn't.
You would have been in Lilydale anyway, because there's no way.
Right.
I was hoping that I was to join you, but I already committed to go to here. And I'm thinking, oh.
Well, you know? I still haven't gone to Lilydale. So why don't we get together and speak to our better halves and find out when we can book this for Lilydale?
Oh, yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. Lilydale is in New York.
Oh, my God.
And there's a lot of, you know, top-notch spiritual things going on there, and it's in upstate New York, and there's a lot of, you know, all your who's who in the spiritual world that you would know goes there.
You can't even buy a house up there if you're not a medium or a psychic or a healer or something spiritual. They won't even allow you to buy a house in Lilydale. Do you know that? I know it sounds bizarre to me too, but
wow.
I did. I looked it up. Lisa Williams lives up there.
She's a medium?
I think so. I think she's an extra large now.
Yeah.
I love her. She's absolutely the bomb. And also, I was going to take a class with our dear friend, Tony.
Tony Stockwell.
Tony Stockwell was going to be there last week, and I figured, oh, my God, this is sensational.
Yeah, what's it? What was it? Him, Lisa Williams.
Van Prague was there.
James Van Prague was there also. So, yeah, so there was a few.
It was a big weekend.
So if everyone checks out Lilydale in New York, you're going to see that it's really a very, very cool place to visit. And, you know, it's a beautiful atmosphere. There's another place in New York. Damn, I forgot.
You know, folks, after today, I want to tell you from the bottom of my heart, nothing in this world is impossible for the spirit world. Nothing. I had something happen to me today that, folks, if you weren't there, you would never believe me. Now, you know, guys, I have a lot of credibility. I never say anything that's not true. And I'm very straightforward, and I am extremely, I pride myself on my honesty. I really do. Well, this afternoon, early afternoon, I just remembered I forgot to take my vitamin, in my biotin. I take it out of the closet in the kitchen, and I'm on the counter. There's nothing on the counter except a pair of my husband's pants folded up that I just washed. So I'm over the counter with the bottle. I open up the bottle abruptly, and one pill fell on my husband's pants. The other one fell in my hand. So of course, I popped the one that was in my hand into my mouth, and I went to pick up the second pill that was on my husband's pants. As I reached for the pill, in front of my eyes, folks, with no exaggeration, the pill disappeared.
It just vanished.
It vanished.
Into thin air.
Into thin air. I'm still taken back by it now. I really am. And I didn't believe my eyes. So, of course, the first thing you do is your common sense tells you, look around the counter. So I looked around the counter. Now, I just went to reach to pick it up because I saw it there. I just went to reach to grab it. And my sensibility said, look on the floor, look under the kitchen table, look on the counters, look in the sink. I tore the kitchen apart.
Now, mind you, the reason why she takes these pills is because of her delusional ways.
Thank you. Thank you. It's hard enough to believe as it is. I don't even believe it.
She's been having these occurrences.
Shut up, eat your apple. Shut up.
And now these things are disappearing.
Oh, my God.
And people are appearing that weren't there a few seconds ago.
Oh, my God. I just can't.
If you could just do that with your bills.
I know. I'm going to put
they
my
just list. Disappeared.
Well, I want to tell you something.
Certain people ago, they just disappeared.
Listen, this is God's honest truth. I have six witnesses to this, folks. 5 or 6 years ago, I had a house full of my friends, and we were beating. Do we have to go to a commercial? Because I want them to hear this. All right. On the counter was a closed can of Coca-Cola. Now, five or six girls were sitting at the kitchen table, and in front of the kitchen table, you can see the counter and you can see the can very, very clearly. It was a closed can of Coke. It literally, this can was all by itself. There was nothing in the way. The counter was not wet, nothing. It was there for hours. All of a sudden, as we were looking up, I noticed, and I shook everybody, the can very gingerly moving to the edge of the counter. It moved to the edge of the counter, then very gently went over the edge, still standing upright, and put itself on the floor, still standing upright, in that particular spot that the bill disappeared today.
As if it was from the movie of Ghost.
I'm not even joking. And I have six witnesses to that. I do. Shut up.
And they're all on the same white pill or delusional. But stick around, everybody, because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Welcome to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am so thrilled that we've created this venue for all of you out there.
Dr. Pat Basile will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
What we have heard is that you want to ensure for us that we keep positive, holistic, uplifting, transformative talk radio on the air. We're excited to bring you the contemporary conversations about Lyme disease.
We promise not to let the light fade on Lyme.
So fasten your seat belts. We've got lots more to share with you in the weeks to come.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio with Dr. Pat and help keep our mission strong on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
1230 WPLQ. When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words. it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be.
Welcome back to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Skye Siegel. So Skye Siegel was just telling you a beautiful story about what happened to her today. As they carry her out in a straitjacket.
There you go. Now, I believe I was playing with Skye. I was teasing her, but I mean, I really do. I 100% believe her story.
Oh, my God.
And
would I be this? What are you laughing at?
No, it was funny.
Listen.
You know, it's easy. It's easy to tease because of the circumstances.
Yeah. But with mediums and
I mean, it's for real. But it's an easy shot, and I went for it.
It's okay. I love you anyway. But this is the thing: why is things happening to me all of a sudden? Why what's going on in my life? Listen, I have a dog who is very ill, folks. And if you could pray for his passing quickly, I would so be grateful. I would be so grateful that
Say his name.
His name is Harley. And he's so sick, And I have such a problem with putting him down because it goes against all of my values and all of my morality. And I feel like I'm not God and I hate to play God. And I do, on the other hand, realize that he's suffering and it is time for him to go. So if you could also pray for me that I could feel comfortable putting him down because he's so sick, so very sick, and he is suffering. So I am putting on my big girl pants, and I'm going to take him this week.
Yeah?
Yeah, I have to. It goes against everything I believe, but I just can't watch him suffer like this. It's breaking my heart. So I had a talk with the angels, and I said to the angels, please give me a sign that it's time for him, and it's okay with God that I'm going to be doing this, because I just feel so guilty playing God. And I said to God, I don't want to be in your shoes ever. I would never want to be in his shoes. The choices he has to make every day are the most difficult choices of life. And just this alone has brought my attention to that. And I asked the angels if they would give me a sign. And all of a sudden, this pill disappears in front of my face today. And I'm wondering, I'm still wondering if this is the sign.
You know, the sign as far as the white pill, to take away, stop giving him the pain med,
right.
I mean, yes, the pain med, but it's like taken away.
Right.
It's taken away. So it's like taking away his pain.
Yes.
You know, allowing him to move on, like
yes.
taken away. So I feel like that's probably your sign. You're not going to get a bigger sign than that.
No. And seriously. They know me. They have to hit me over the head with a hammer.
And they pretty much so did.
Yes. They enamored me. I was like so taken back, folks. It was like, you had to see that. It was like a comedy skit you see on television. Like, I'm grasping for a pill that's not there.
Yeah.
And I'm still swearing it's got to be there because I saw it disappear in front of my eyes. It doesn't happen.
She saw her delusional, disillusional pills disappear.
Guys, you got to help me out on this one. It literally just disappeared. As I was reaching
Nobody
down
can help.
It was
an experience. But right now, this topic for this segment
yes.
is about common sense. About common sense, having common sense, having no common sense. You know, common sense is different for each situation. Common sense is different for each category of situations, for category of people. You know, I'm going to give you a perfect example. I had to go to court one day. And to fight a traffic ticket. And I was talking to the prosecutor because, you know, they want to see if you could settle it out without having to go to court and yada, 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 dealing with the judge. So the prosecutor tries to settle things out before you go to that point. So the prosecutor is talking to me like what he's showing me or what he's talking about, the traffic violation, like it's common sense. Like everybody knows this. And he's talking down to me. And I said to him, I said, you want to know something? And I went right to the prosecutor, I went right to his face, and I said, look, I said, all this legal crap that you're telling me right now, I said, you understand it, the lawyers understand it, the judge understands it. I said, what you're explaining to me right now is not common sense. I said, and all those people outside this door, all those people waiting to see you, I said, what you're telling me is not common sense. It's only common sense because you know the legal system.
Exactly.
You know it through and through. I said, so it's not common sense. I said, if I was to talk to you about window cleaning or power washing, about my business, to all other window cleaners, it's got to be common sense. To you, it's not.
Right.
I said, so don't talk to me like, you know, like I'm out of my mind.
Down to me.
Like you're talking down to me. I said, that's not right at all.
I hate that.
You know? But like I said, there's certain levels of common sense. It's like, put it this way. Do you walk into a random person's house without knocking on the door and just go to the refrigerator when you're hungry or thirsty and just help yourself? Common sense says, no, you don't do that. It's just common sense. It's common courtesy. You know, if somebody, you know, farts in front of you, do you make a big stink?
You made a
funny. You know, but the thing is, it's like, it's kind of...
If you're If you're my brother, you'll make a big stink about it. In fact, that happened to me by accident one time. I was so embarrassed. I don't even believe him saying this. I don't even believe him. He had a house full of people, and I was hysterical laughing, and something snuck out, and it made a little pop. And he says, he stops whatever he's doing, and makes the announcement, Sky just farted. And not only did he do it in the house, but he went out to the people on the patio and made the announcement.
Oh, my God, that's too funny.
I wanted to kill the SOB.
So, all right, so this is common sense. With family, there are certain families, there are no boundaries.
No common sense,
no boundaries,
zero.
No truth.
Yes.
But when you're with, like, mixed company or you're with an elderly person, you don't make a stink about it.
No pun intended.
No pun intended. So, No, oh but also, God. But also, when it comes to lending money, or you know, there's certain common courtesies about when you're, you know, about you know, if you say you're going to pull through and you're going to pay somebody back, you know, you do, you know, it's common
Let's not
sense.
Talk about that.
Or, no,
just,
regardless, I know.
My life.
No, but I'm just saying everything.
Know. It's just not
you know, common courtesy, common sense. If you have an elderly person living next door to you who can't get out of the house, and you're going to the supermarket. It's common sense, you know, if they can't get out of the house or, you know, they know they need a visitor
That's
or whatever.
It's also compassion.
It's compassion. It's having common courtesy. Do you need anything while I'm there, you know?
Not a lot of people do that. I hate to tell you that. Not a I lot know. Of people care enough to do that.
But to me, like I said, it's common sense. You know, if you spill something, it's common sense to wipe it up. And,
right.
and a lot of people just let it go. So what's
right.
common sense to certain people isn't common sense to others.
This is so true.
And it also has to do with relationships, too.
Right.
But we're going to get back to that. We're going to talk more common sense to you.
And we're going to a commercial break right now, folks. So
stick around.
We'll be right back.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Are you and your family looking for one manageable lifestyle change that will positively impact your health? Look no further. That change begins inside your drinking glass. Learn how to put a lid on junk drinking by sipping from a recipe collection of colorful, fresh, tasty, wholesome fruit and vegetable blends. Get your copy now of Sip the Garden. Fun, easy drinks for a healthier family by T. Carey Mitchell. Visit lifestyle120.com for information on how to order.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
Beyond being this amazing neurologist, inventor, author, Dr. Dan Cohen has been called to look at technology and look at personal and spiritual development and merge these together. As technology uses the healing and psycho-spiritual effects of synchronized sounds, vibrations, electromagnetic fields, and how that interacts with us in our nervous system in what we're calling the Soltech chair.
The Soltech Lounge induces profound levels of relaxation that transition over time into deep meditative states. The synchronized sound, vibration, and magnetic field induce these states. The subject doesn't have to work at it.
To learn more, go to SoltechWellbeing.com. That's S-O-L-T-E-C, well-being.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me. Ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together. They toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
Welcome back, everybody, with Artie and Sky, Angels and Answers, the dynamic duo.
Ta-da!
Now, if anybody wants a private reading from Sky outside of this radio station, you want a private session, whether it be in person or over the phone, just give her a call at 908-500-1474. And for myself, if you wish to get a private reading for a party or a private reading, in person or over the phone, we're just as accurate over the phone as we are in person. Just give me a call at 877-ANGEL-02. That's what I'm
talking
about.
Very nice. And would you like to say the
radio station?
Yes, it's 1-800-930-2819. Now, I was listening to a few gals who had called from the station who wanted a little mini reading, and they said that we don't say it enough. So I'm going to say it in intervals during the show, guys. So go run and get a piece of paper and a pencil. The number again is 1-800-930-2819, okay? And I will be repeating that throughout the show today so that we can get some callers. And there's been a lot of people that wanted to call and didn't know the number. And we apologize for that, folks.
So anyway, we were talking about common sense, and common sense, you know, there's so many different aspects of common sense. So you can't assume that people automatically know your perspective of what you believe to be common sense.
It's not always somebody else's common sense.
Yeah, one person's common sense isn't always another person's common sense, especially with girls to guys. You have the girls' world, you have the guys' world, and what's common sense in the guys' world definitely
makes no sense
in the girls' world, and totally vice versa.
And that's why they're always in trouble, guys.
That's right. That's why women are from Venus and men are from Mars.
Or women rule, in other words.
Something like that. Something like that.
You gotta love them, guys.
No, it's like,
it's true.
Throughout my entire life, it amazes me that girls are allowed to speak their mind, say whatever they want, but guys can't.
Well, you do. I do.
Because right.
I'm very respectful of that. I love a man who will actually speak his mind and stick to what he says and actually mean it, like you do. I have to admit, you always, when you speak your mind, you're always honest and accurate. And I appreciate that. Someone else who is very bitterly honest is my husband. Or yeah, sometimes shut up for a minute.
Yeah, sometimes too much honesty. There's a difference between being brutally honest and being a little tactful with your honesty.
You know, he said something funny to me, and very cute in the car the other day. He said he was telling me about a part of his body that he had a problem with, because he contracted what's called, and don't laugh when I tell you the name of this, Coxsackie. Do you know what Coxsackie is?
I have no clue.
All right. Coxsackie is like a little virus in your system where you get like a pimple on the roof of your mouth, you get rashes on your feet and hands.
When you get pimples on your mouth, on your tongue. That hurts like a mother.
Poor soul. And don't you know it happened when we were away? It started. The poor soul had a fever. He was running like 104 fever.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
So he was not making rational decisions. So he was trying to tell me where he had these rashes and everything. And I says to him, don't you think that we should keep a modicum of mystery in our lives between the both of us? And he turns around to me and said, I feel that you could know me from the inside out, and you should know me from the inside out, and that there should be nothing held secret. I thought that was very impressive.
Yes and no, but there's also this thing called mystique.
Yeah, which he hasn't had it.
Which unfortunately doesn't have. So that's his plan B. Let's just be raw honest. Screw mystique. Screw yeah. romance.
He wants me to know it all, which I really respect. I respect that, because he's that comfortable. Well, after 44 years, guys, really, listen, there's not much I don't know about the man.
You want to know something? After I was, when I was married in my previous marriage, I'll say my second wife, you know, after we were married for so many years, we thought we knew each other pretty darn well.
And you know, guys, he's been married in long intervals. I mean, it wasn't like, you know, he's fickle and he gets married and divorced. That's not happening.
No, it's like 10 years.
Yeah.
10 years.
Those are long periods of time to be with somebody and then get hurt like you did.
And that's fine. No, but my whole purpose of this was we went out for drinks. And so I looked at my wife, and I said to her, I said, tell me something about you that I don't already know. And she had to really think a really long time. And I don't remember what she told me. It wasn't like an epiphany of anything. It was like droll. It was stupid.
Yeah. Oh, and I cheated on your bet with your best friend.
Yeah, really. Not what you did to me last week while I wasn't around, just to get back at me. I mean, tell me something about your childhood or about your best friend or about, you know, I just wanted just something different, because it's like, you know, it's interesting. You could easily tell the people who have been together for a very long time in a restaurant, and because they're not talking to each other, looking away or whatever. And then the people who just started dating, or they're still enthusiastic with one another. And they're really engaging in conversation.
Yes.
So it's like, oh, this was really funny. So I'm out the other night, all right, Allison and I go out the other night, we're having a nice dinner. And so she goes to the bathroom, and right next to me, there was these two young girls, they were in their mid-20s, and they're both sitting across from one another, and they're both on their cell phones texting. So I leaned over to the girls, I said, girls, you could try to text me all you want, but I left my cell phone in my car. So they both laughed, and they both put down their phones, and they started corresponding with one another.
Isn't that awful when you have a society today that has their heads buried in their telephones when there's live company there? I mean, it has its place, but not when you're engaging in live conversation or live having somebody across from you and the ability to talk to them.
There's a difference if something's urgent, something very important.
Right.
There's a difference between...
Well, looking up something on Facebook.
Right, or something incidental, or is it a habit?
It's a habit. Oh,
and to me, again, let's go back to common sense. It's common sense to want to share time with your partner or your friend when you're out to dinner, and not to emotionally, mentally be with somebody else.
Exactly.
When you're with somebody, whoever you're with, just to enjoy each other's company,
enjoy
the ambiance.
It's also very, not only distracting for the other person, but it's rude. I feel it's quite rude. And my husband does that sometimes. We'll be talking, we're having dinner, or we'll be after dinner sitting on the couch, and you know, it's our time to be quiet, and it's our time to talk and all that. And his head is buried in the phone. I want to cut his throat.
Unfortunately, in today's society, it's becoming more and more common, where it's almost like socially accepted that you are texting in front of whoever you're with.
It's almost an accessory these days, right? It's like an accessory.
I would literally love to have one restaurant that says in the front that you are not allowed to be on your cell phone.
Leave cell phones at the front door.
Cell phones left at this. Or if we catch you on your cell phone, we are going to take it away and you'll get it back when you leave.
I love that.
I could only imagine that either that restaurant's going to be jammed. It would either go out of business or going to be jam-packed. I bet you on Valentine's Day will be jam-packed.
That's right.
You know, and then on all the other days,
it's
you're screwed.
Be like, oh.
And then they'll search you like you're going onto an airplane to see if there's a cell phone
the
around.
Wand. They'll put the wand all over. Oh, cell phone.
Or you have a canine.
Yeah, right. Sniffing. Oh, did I tell you the time I went to Jamaica?
No.
Oh, my God. We're getting off the ship. We have a great day at Jamaica. And now we're getting back on the ship to board to get off in Jamaica. All of a sudden, there's this German Shepherd up my butt. And he keeps following. And he's buried in my crotch. And I kept saying, get this freaking dog away from me. He's buried in my crotch. It was like I was smuggling drugs or something.
There you go.
And for God's sake, I'm like the last person in the world. I told the guy that was holding him, why is your dog snoot buried in my crotch? You want to get out of here with this dog?
All right. And with that crotch story, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Very crotchety.
That's right. Stick around, everybody.
You keep saying you got
tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Are you and your family looking for one manageable lifestyle change that will positively impact your health? Look no further. That change begins inside your drinking glass. Learn how to put a lid on junk drinking by sipping from a recipe collection of colorful, fresh, tasty, wholesome fruit and vegetable blends. Get your copy now of Sip the Garden. Fun, easy drinks for a healthier family by T. Carey Mitchell. Visit lifestyle120.com for information on how to order.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
630 WPLQ.
Staying with Artie and Sky in Angels and Answers, and welcome back to the greatest show on earth.
I was saying, what are we, Barnum & Bailey Circus?
I was waiting. I paused for that. Right. So anyway, folks, we have a really great show today because I'm here.
No, that's right. Because it's Artie and Sky, and that's
right.
The only reason.
So common sense. It's something that you're not born with. Some people are born with a lot of common sense.
When you're in the same family, of course,
common sense goes out the window.
Common sense, right? It goes out the window. No, but everybody, you know, when you're in a clique, when you're in an office, when you're within a family, when you're with a group of friends, everybody knows everybody's lingo. Or on the most part, you kind of figure each other out, and there's a common sense: what to say, what not to say, when to say it, and when to say it.
Not to interrupt you, but that is also a social etiquette that you should know. It's not
and
always
also,
common
right,
sense.
Common sense is also taught, or should be taught, by parents when it comes to being out in public. And common sense is, you know, as far as when you're out in public, you know, with your kids, you know, you try to teach your kids to be, you know, quiet,
socially etiquette
and not be rude and not curse and not do this, not do that. And, you know, unfortunately, a lot of people lack common sense and they allow their kids to go on a rampage, you know, not being respectful of the public.
Exactly. I'll give you a for instance. When you, during the beginning of the summer.
The summer.
When everybody goes to buy a bathing suit, the proper etiquette or common sense is to wear your underpants while trying on a bathing suit. Because if you don't buy that bathing suit, at least somebody else, you're being
considerate.
Considerate and respectful of the next person that has to try the bathing suit on.
Right.
That's etiquette, or that's common sense. When you don't have that,
what happens if it's a string bikini? What happens if it's a string bikini?
Well, you know, you have to keep your underwear. They do have these days like a paper crotch that you can tear off. Yes.
Really?
Yes. But, you know, if you don't tear it off, then three or four girls have been putting that on.
Again, this is a woman's common sense. Guys wouldn't know this from Shanghai.
That's true.
I didn't even think about that.
That's right. And that's why I brought it up. Because on a woman's perspective, the common sense is very different than a man's common sense. Like, I would say a man's common sense would be, if you're going on a long trip, the first thing a man would think of, check the oil, check the tires, make sure there's windshield wipers fluid in the car, and make sure the car is running properly. A woman doesn't necessarily think of that when she goes. She just turns the key, makes sure there's gas, and go.
And that's it. Well, some people are in the moment, and other people think about the overall big picture.
Yes.
You know, so again, when you have a mother, a respectful mother, and she's not just thinking of herself, she has to think of her kids, she has to think of her husband or significant other, whatever. And, you know, so you're thinking on behalf of everybody else, what could possibly happen? Who needs what? Who usually has to go to the bathroom at a certain time? Is the dog taken care of? Is the house taken care of? You know, you think heads up, not just in the moment, but you think heads up on behalf of everybody else involved, and you're trying to do the best you can. Now, the thing is also with driving, you know, a lot of people don't have common sense with driving. A lot of people, because, you know, they're just in the moment, they don't think on behalf of, you know, the guy, you know, the person next to you, the person in front of you, the person behind you. You don't think of every single person that's around you, and you're trying to be courteous. Yeah, you're courteous in the moment according to where you're moving.
You're surrounded.
But you're surrounded.
Exactly.
And you can't always be on top of every single moment. And people always, what are you thinking? What are you doing? You know, and so many people are just in the moment of their driving habits, of their driving ways, you know, where they're going. They're not thinking about, oh, this person might be thinking this or that. You don't think, everything happens at the spur of the moment.
Right. But a man would think about checking the oil, checking the tire pressure. It's not something I would jump into a car and say, oh, let me go check the tire pressure. I don't even think that way. You know what I mean? I don't even think about it. You, on the other hand, would know you're going to a trip, you're going on a car trip. Wouldn't you check the tire pressure, the oil, to make everything, every fluids of the car would be okay? You would
think
that.
It depends on the moment. I do. It depends on the moment. Sometimes, you know, it depends if I'm going to Florida, if I'm driving a long, long distance, or if I'm driving just a couple hundred miles.
Right, right, right.
If I'm driving a couple hundred miles, then
you wouldn't check the tire?
I'm really not too, you know.
Yeah.
I just make sure I got what I got, what I need for the weekend, for the moment, whatever.
And as that's long it. As the distance but, that you're going.
But if I'm going a long distance, yeah. Yeah, common sense is to have AAA. That's
right.
Common sense.
Exactly.
You know, to have coverage just in case. Or it's common
like
sense.
God forbid.
Common sense is you don't wear gold jewelry late at night while walking in the Bronx in the middle of the night. You know,
this is so
common
true.
Sense. You don't do that. You don't flash your money out in public.
True.
You know, when you're with a crowd of people and you're going to a football game or a circus or where there's a large group of people, you carry your valuables, your money, your wallet. You keep everything in your front pocket so you don't lose it, it could fall out, somebody could take it, you know. You just don't chance things.
True. Common sense.
And common sense is with all your credit cards, write down every single credit card you have, write down the number of your credit card and write down the phone number of your credit card. So in case, God forbid, you lose it or it's stolen, you can instantly call it in and that's it. It says, in case this card is lost or stolen, call this number. It's lost and stolen. You don't have the number.
This is so true. I never thought of that.
So you have to, so you should. And a lot of, no, that is that common sense? No, yes. But that's just being heads up.
Right.
You know?
Right, right.
So like there's, you know, for, again, so if you're in the financial aspect of life, you're going to know this is common sense. And when you're a mechanic, they're going to tell you, check the oil, check the gas, check the tire pressure, check all the everything, so you're fine.
Like, you wouldn't wear a pair of open-toe shoes, ladies, in a snowstorm. You know, that's common sense.
Common sense is we got to go to a break right now.
That's good common sense.
So stick around, everybody. We're going to be right back right after this commercial.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.